Chapter 29, The Ineffable Flip-Flopper. No South African is more consistent than the economic freedom fighter's Teletubby-in-chief, Julius Malema. He's consistently inconsistent. Malema is the king of about-turnism, the tsar of backpedaling, the high priest of flip-floppery. He has performed more flips than the Russian circus and has had more flops than first-time cake bakers and avant-garde movie directors. He's been known to contradict himself in the same sentence. To put it another way, you can't believe anything he says. Even his origin story as a child militant is doubtful. He joined the ANC when he was 9 and learned to use a gun in an underground Umkhonto where Sizwe were cell. When the South African Communist Party leader Chris Hani was assassinated in 1993, 12-year-old Malema stuffed a pistol in his pocket and made his way from the township of Sesheho near Polokwane to Johannesburg to become a soldier in the revolution. Some might find this about as believable as a musical version of Rambo First Blood or a North Korean news bulletin. But fortunately for Malema, there is someone who can vouch for his act of courage, and that's Malema himself. Malema found his way into the ANC Youth League, and after hotly disputed elections in 2008, he became its president and cultivated an image as a rabble-rousing firebrand. His chief accomplishment was introducing mooning as a political weapon, a weapon of ass destruction, a different sort of moonshot pact. Malema also claimed to be a Marxist, but when his matric report card was leaked, it showed he wasn't very good at Marx. As the Youth League leader, Malema developed a taste for power and set himself up as a kingmaker, supporting Jacob Zuma in his leadership struggle with Thabo Mbeki. "We are prepared to die for Zuma. We are prepared to take up arms and kill for Zuma," he told a rally. He said his use of the word kill didn't really mean kill. It was just a demonstration of his love and passion for his idol. Complaints were laid with the South African Human Rights Commission, and the matter was settled when Malema promised he would never use the word kill in a public statement again. In 2009, 3 years after Zuma was acquitted of rape, Malema suggested the woman who made the accusation enjoyed it. "When a woman didn't enjoy it, she leaves early in the morning. Those who had a nice time will wait until the sun comes out, request breakfast and ask for taxi money. In the morning, that lady requested breakfast and taxi money," Malema told Cape Peninsula University of Technology students. Sonke Gender Justice Network lodged a complaint of hate speech against Malema at the Equality Court, which found him guilty and ordered him to apologize and pay 50,000 rand to a women's charity. Malema called Sonke Gender Mickey Mouse's controlled by whites and said he would not pay the fine on principle. When it comes to principles, though, Malema is indeed a Marxist and a keen follower of Marx's maxim, "Those are my principles, and if you don't like them, well, I have others." That's Groucho, not Karl. Grouchy Malema backtracked, of course, and eventually, after 15 months, apologized to all women, and after 17 months, paid 50,000 rand to People Opposed to Women Abuse for his "nice time" remark. As Malema channeled the delusional brutishness of Idi Amin with ever greater frequency and fervor, he increasingly became a national embarrassment and a liability for the ANC. At a Youth League press conference about Zimbabwe in 2008, Malema, who had trashed President Robert Mugabe, then praised him, criticized Mugabe's Mickey Mouse opposition, the Movement for Democratic Change, for working in offices in Sandton. When the BBC's Jonah Fisher pointed out that Malema lived in Sandton, the youth leader had a hissy fit. "Go out, go out, bastard, go out, you bloody agent. Don't come here with your white tendencies. Security, remove this thing," he yelled. The adults in the ANC didn't know what to do with him. He continued to sing the struggle song Kill the Boer, demanded the nationalization of everything, called for the overthrow of the democratically elected government in Botswana, and gatecrashed a meeting of senior party officials. His relationship with Zuma soured, and he called his former political ally a dictator, comparing him unfavorably with Mbeki. The ANC hauled the upstart before a disciplinary committee, which found him guilty of sowing divisions within the party and suspended him for 5 years. Malema appealed and was given an opportunity to argue in mitigation of his sentence. His argument not to be suspended somehow led to him being expelled and cast into the political wilderness. Malema, who had said, "I will never form a political party, I was born ANC and I will die ANC," formed a political party, the Economic Freedom Fighters, in 2013. As its supreme leader, he vowed to take the people to the promised land. But he's not the Messiah. The Messiah was a carpenter, and we all know about Malema's woodworking skills. Juju dropped the designer clothes and the lavish lifestyle he had become accustomed to and adopted the red overalls of the working class, but it was all a ruse. Scratch a little at the overalls, and the veneer gives way in spectacular Animal Farm style to exclusive brands like Louis Vuitton, Breitling, Armani, Gucci, and Mouet, the vulgar trappings of the capitalist life Malema publicly loathes and privately relishes. Malema positioned the EFF as having an uncompromising stance against corruption. This was the stuff of an EFF-dup fairy tale. For someone who claims to be squeaky clean, he has had his fair share of brushes with the law. First, there was a tax evasion case in which the South African Revenue Service claimed he owed 18 million rand. After several twists and turns, the case was withdrawn and the matter was settled. Malema's friend, tobacco kingpin Adriano Mazzotti, is believed to have paid his debt. Then he landed in court on money laundering, racketeering, and corruption charges related to a 50 million rand government contract. The matter was thrown out. He has evaded consequences over scandals involving On Point Engineering and Ratanang Trust, but a dark cloud hangs over Malema in connection with the VBS Mutual Bank heist. Investigative journalist Poli van Wyk has been on his trail, writing exposé after exposé about how Malema and his sidekick Floyd Shibambu received millions through a money laundering scheme to prop up their glitzy lifestyles. In 2016, Malema addressed a crowd after the postponement of a case against him for contravening the Riotous Assemblies Act through his calls to occupy land illegally. He told them all land must be returned to black people. "They found peaceful Africans here," he said. "They killed them. They slaughtered them like animals. We are not calling for the slaughtering of white people, at least for now." The implication being that he might call for the slaughter of white people later. Explaining his comments, he said, "There's no crime I've committed. I've never slapped a white person. I've never called for their slaughter. I've never called for their killing, at least for now. I can't guarantee the future." Asked if this could not be interpreted as a genocidal call, he replied, "Crybabies, crybabies." This is the Muppet who likes to use an assault rifle to punctuate his rhetoric to glassy-eyed devotees of the Juju cult. Malema has attacked whites, foreigners, Indians, women, journalists, but it's the inflammatory "kill the Boer" that has caused the most controversy. Despite promising never to use "kill again" in a public statement, Malema sings "kill the Boer" at the drop of a red beret. AfriForum lodged a complaint of hate speech against him in 2022, and Malema told the Equality Court he'd changed the words to "kiss the Boer." However, in July 2023, at the end of the party's 10th anniversary celebration at the FNB Stadium, Malema made a gun with his fingers, which he pointed into the air and chanted, "Kill the Boer." In one breath, Malema talks peace. "We are the most peaceful organization," he has claimed. In the next, he incites violence. Divisive, destructive, and dangerous, Malema doesn't stand for anything except himself, which is probably why he's such a blatant hypocrite and serial flip-flopper. In an interview in July 2023, he scoffed at being called a flip-flopper and insisted he doesn't blow with the political wind. "I create the wind, so I can't go with the wind. I am the wind," he said. Perhaps that throwaway comment sums up Malema's role perfectly. He's South Africa's breaking wind and leaves an odious stench on our political terrain. Malema's flip-floppery. Malema's reputation for flip-flops has become so legendary that some say he changes his mind more often than he changes his overalls. Here are some of his noteworthy about faces. Suspended Western Cape Judge President John Khlope. The flip. In 2017, Malema vowed the EFF would remove Klope from the judiciary because he was a rotten potato. Klope is the most worrying thing about our judiciary. You always get those rotten potatoes that want to spoil the whole bag. It's the EFF's job to remove those rotten potatoes, and we will do that even in the judiciary. The judiciary must never think it is untouchable. The flop. 4 years later, Malema threw his weight behind Klope for the position of Chief Justice. Klope is a man of integrity, he said. Pravin Gordhan. The flip. When then-Minister of Finance Pravin Gordhan stood up to Zuma and the forces of state capture, Malema was his greatest praise singer. In Malema's eyes, Gordhan was the bee's knees, the cat's whiskers, and the dog's bollocks rolled into one. Malema said Gordhan deserved a standing ovation for standing up to corruption in the government. If there is only one person who's giving some form of hope for our people, we must be able to support that person. And Pravin comes across as such an individual who's a unifier, who's seeking good for our country. The flop. Malema turned on Gordhan, referring to him by his middle name, Jamnadas, a deliberate racial slur. He called him a gangster. Malema's obsession with the public enterprises minister became vicious, and on 11th June 2019, he let loose his EFF MP stormtroopers, who rushed the parliamentary podium where Gordhan was making a speech. Gay rights. The flip. In April 2023, Malema led an EFF demonstration outside the Ugandan High Commission, protesting against a proposed law that would see people being jailed for homosexual acts and facing the death penalty for the offense of aggravated homosexuality. The flop. A few months later, the EFF invited Kenyan professor Patrick Lumumba to deliver a public lecture. Lumumba is a vocal supporter of Uganda's anti-homosexuality bill. When protests were launched against the speech, the EFF leader summoned the party's fighters to the event to defend academic freedom. Deputy President Paul Mashatile. The flip. Paul Mashatile is one of the most dishonest people ever. You must never meet that guy and think something will happen, Malema told a press conference in November 2021. Through his scheming and political maneuvering, he managed to hold the ANC staff members for 4 months. They thought the salary was coming. He is a schemer. He works like that. We don't trust anything that comes out of Paul's mouth. He's not honest. We would rather deal with people who are honest. The flop. I think he, Mashatile, can make a very good leader in his own right. He can be a better leader than Cyril Ramaphosa, Malema said in August 2022. Foreign nationals. The flip. Malema made a name for himself as a Pan-Africanist preaching unity. He said there should be no border around South Africa and that Africans should be able to move freely between countries. The flop. In 2022, Malema and EFF members inspected businesses they suspected of hiring more foreigners than South Africans. According to political scholar Chipo Dendera, Malema's U-turn appeared to be motivated by the fact that his political momentum had stalled, and he was worried about losing out to parties that had gained ground with an anti-immigrant agenda. Impeached public protector Busisiwe Mkhwebane. The flip. Malema supported Busisiwe Mkhwebane's appointment as public protector in 2016. The flop. Supporting Mkhwebane was a terrible mistake. We just took a puppet from Gupta's kitchen and said, let's give her a chance. We must stop calling her the public protector and start calling her a state protector, Malema said in 2017. The double flip-flop. When Mkhwebane, who was increasingly found to be compromised and incompetent, embarked on a war with Malema's enemies, he rushed to her defense. We need to support her, particularly because if you look at the type of people who are against her, those are the enemies of progress. She's protecting us. We, the people of South Africa, should protect her, he said. Mkhwebane was removed as public protector in September 2023. A month later, she joined the EFF, became a member of parliament, and joined the same committee that voted to impeach her. Jacob Zuma. From the moment he was expelled from the ANC, Malema gunned for Zuma. I am whispering to you, Zuma, wherever you are, those soldiers are going to turn their guns against you. Leave office before the soldiers turn against you. The army is EFF, he told a rally. He was the instigator of the hashtag #PayBackTheMoney campaign over the then president's Nkandla homestead renovations. See chapter 34. Malema has flipped sides once again. He went by helicopter to Nkandla to have tea with Zuma and subsequently called for the law to leave Zuma alone. The flip? I will kill for Zuma. The flop? I will kill Zuma. The double flip-flop? I will have tea with Zuma.